So, Amy, set the scene for us. Where was the president?
The president spoke in the Ernest Coe Welcome Center at Everglades National Park. He spoke on a riser behind a podium to backdrop a sawgrass prairie of the Everglades.
So, it's Earth Day. We know he was going to talk about climate change. What exactly was his message?
The president was in the Everglades to announce new protection for national parks as a means of guarding against climate change. He was highlighting his climate change policy by pointing to places like the Everglades that are affected by global warming in very real ways. In the Everglades, rising sea levels are eroding the shoreline, increasing flooding, and sending salt water into fresh drinking water supplies.
And Amy, did he address Florida and the governor's murky stance on climate change?
He did. Obama's visit comes weeks after former state employees said the Scott administration banned them from using phrases like climate change. This drew a lot of attention nationally. The governor denies any such ban. Obama did make a passing reference to this controversy. He said in his speech that refusing to say the word doesn't mean that climate change isn't happening.
And who was the president talking to?
The president addressed a small group of environmentalists and elected leaders like Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
And Amy, finally, what does the president's visit have to do with Central Florida?
The Everglades ecosystem is the watery spine of Central and South Florida. The headwaters begin in Central Florida with the Kissimmee River. The Everglades supports the drinking water of more than a third Floridians.
I've been speaking to 90.7's Amy Green. She's down in Everglades National Park. Amy, thanks for joining me.
Anytime. Thanks.